Okay, so this is Tough Exterior, and this is the first questionnaire that I've recorded. I've answered a couple of different ones, but never recorded them. Just didn't really have the time, so got the time, stole a microphone, so here we are. This is the Sparkle Extreme. That's the cutest name. So thanks, Sparkle. Okay, so the last text that I sent was to a friend, and I had a really funny typo for a coffee shop that I went to, and its name is Perk, and I accidentally tagged it in Instagram as Perv Coffee. So if my autobiography was my last text, the title of my autobiography would be Best Typo Ever, which I personally think is pretty funny, because my life is just filled with typos because I never want to slow down when I send text messages. So, a physical feature that I get complimented on the most. When my hair is curly, it's probably my curls. I have hair like Zarya from Overwatch, minus the pink, but like that's my hairstyle, and instead of having straight hair, my hair is curly. So that's usually the thing that people compliment me on the most. And then after that, probably my freckles. Once people notice them, you don't see a whole lot of freckles on brown people, and I am brown, so I think that throws people off. As far as physical features I noticed on other people, it's usually eyes. I like green eyes, hazel eyes, surrounded by lots of green-eyed people. And physical feature that I like the most about myself? Probably. Wow. Can height's a physical feature, right? I'm 5'1". I like being short. Like, it's definitely a defining feature. You kind of can't miss it. Yeah. I enjoy being short. I enjoy it mainly just because I like to throw people off with my weirdness, and I will, like, purposely go out of my way to, like, subtly creep people out. And I know that I can get away with it because I'm non-intimidating. I also like being short because I am fairly stronger than most average women that I know. I'm like, And then that coupled with the shortness, I really like picking people up and carrying them around. Specifically dudes. I love picking dudes up and carrying them around. Because, okay, guys listening, when was the last time you got picked up and carried around as a grown man? Probably hasn't happened since your childhood. So the fact that I'm so short really throws people off, and it makes for some really funny experiences. I don't know how my guy friends feel about it. I feel like they've pretty much given up on me stopping when I'm drunk. Ooh, I'm an asshole when I'm drunk. Okay, next question. Sorry, I'm a little stuffy too. The qualities I look for in an ideal partner. Well, I am engaged. My honey is not a GWA submitter, but he is a Reddit lurker. And he has a lot of the qualities that I find, like, ideal. He's very affectionate. I need lots of affection. I need to give lots of affection, and he doesn't find it clingy. I need a book nerd. We both like reading books. I love reading books. I don't really care about height. Height doesn't really matter to me, although I guess if somebody was like 6'2" or something, that would get really exhausting for both parties, because they'd have to lean down so much. I like butts. Butts are nice on any gender. Like, I just want to squeeze it. That's a physical quality. non-physical qualities. Somebody needs to be able to, like, take me seriously when I am serious. I'm a goofball for the most part, but I really don't enjoy being taken lightly. I think that's a side effect of being small. Sometimes I feel like Edward Elric, and I just want to scream at people for calling me a shrimp. I am drinking wine while doing this because wine? Why not? Wine not? Oh man, I just said that. I don't know, just be a good person. I'm really hippy dippy, so like, don't make fun of me for like how much I love like rocks and like meditation and mantra and stuff. People, I live in the South and people are interesting when you tell them stuff like that. Very much live in a Bible Belt. But yeah, just be like a decent person. Be a nerd. I like nerds. Nerds are fun people, whether that be like anime nerd, book nerd, sci-fi nerd. I don't know. Nerds are just my favorite kind of people. You guys are cool. Okay, what celebrity do I look like? If you guys remember... what's her name? What's her name? Clerks? I think it's Rosario Dawson. Is that who I look like? I'm gonna Google her. Rosario Dawson. I think she's also she in Machete. I was she from Machete in Halloween 1 year. That was a fun year. Couldn't wear the eye patch though because I wear glasses and that's just sad. Yeah, okay, yeah, it's Rosario Dawson. What else? There's, oh, Michelle Rodriguez. She is she from Machete. That's, yeah, I look more like Michelle Rodriguez than Rosario Dawson. Different jawlines. I don't think I sound like anybody. I'd like to say that I'm fairly decent at, like, copying different, like, singers' voices. It's really hard for me to find my own voice because of it. I just kind of instantly imitate whatever voice it is singing. That's kind of frustrating, but I don't think I sound like anybody in particular. Something that people wouldn't normally guess about me. I'm pretty straightforward, so I don't really think I leave that much to the imagination. Surprise. Most people wouldn't guess. Ooh, I'm originally from Arkansas? Does that count? I don't know. I live in Texas, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm bad about this. I'm bad about being, like, introspective on this kind of level. I can switch in and out of my country accent fairly easily, going back to the being from Arkansas thing, because surprisingly enough, Arkansas accents are different than Texas accents. It's not... I can't do a Texas accent. But it's really funny because anytime I go to visit family in Arkansas, I come back and my accent is a lot thicker. And it doesn't sound exactly like this, but it just gets a little bit worse. And as a kid living in Texas, I tried to change it a little bit. So that's where I learned how to change my accent. And it's funny because one half of my family is really, really redneck for my mom's side of the family. And then the other side of my family is a little bit more ghetto for my dad's side of the family. And yeah, so I usually can switch in and out of it fairly easily. It's just kind of like a tongue-flattening thing. Favorite thing about the month of November? That's my dog scratching in the background. He's itchy because he's allergic to bread, and when we go on walks, he eats anything if I can't get to him in time, so he's always itchy from bread. Anyway, favorite thing about November? Usually in Texas, by this point, fall has, like, kicked in, and I really like winter clothes. I don't really care about winter so much. It's just, like, winter clothes. I get to dress up fancier, and I get to wear boots, and I love beanies. Cause since my hair is really short, I like beanies because my ears get really cold, and I like scarves, and I really like snuggling, and mulled wine. I just found out about mulled wine last year because we don't do that down here, and it's so good. Yeah, I wonder if Monarch has a really good mulled wine recipe. I'm gonna need to ask you about that, Monarch, or if you listen to it, like PM me your recipe. Yeah, I feel like you probably get that all the time though. Yeah. No, okay, never mind. Okay, so something I wish I could... This is gonna be so long. We're at 10 minutes. What's something I wish I could say to someone but don't have the guts to... yeah, so... Southern women are fairly straightforward. Generally, I tactfully let people know whether or not I enjoy them or not. Whether that be positive or negative, you know, if I like someone, I definitely let you know. I guess it would be something like, I have a coworker who is like a 40-something-year-old woman, and she, I don't know, I think she's from like up north or something, and let me preface this with the fact that, like, I'm gender fluid. I don't like gender stereotypes. Like, I'm not about that. But she kills me because I feel like every time I meet her, she has to tell me about how she's never going to be a lady and about how she's just not going to be this, like, prissy woman that her husband wants her to be. And that, you know, she's just not like other girls. And you're a 40-year-old woman. And you still have this, like, anti-other women mentality. Like, you can be yourself and you can boost your own, like, personality and boost your own self-esteem without putting other women down, and that drives me fucking crazy. So I really wish that I could just tell her to shut the fuck up. But that's not really work appropriate. It's not that I don't have the guts. It's that... Well, I guess it's that I don't have the guts. I just don't want to get fired or get written up for, like, being a bitch or anything. But that's about it. There's not a whole lot. Not a whole lot going on there. I usually tell people how I feel. As long as it's not, you know, work related, I usually let people know what's going on. So, a funny story that happened to me while I was intoxicated. So, I had a Halloween party, like, a good handful of years ago. Like, right, maybe about, like, 2011, 2012, and I had a bunch of, like, close friends over, and I don't know why, but I've always been, like, fairly flexible, and I tend to like people... Okay, so I'm skipping subjects. I like to kick. I like to see where I can land a kick on somebody, and somehow I ended up with a bunch of tall friends. And, so usually my friend Vernon will let me kick, and, like, I'll end up hitting his, like, shoulder, because he's, like, 6 foot something. I've always been fairly flexible, and now I do yoga, so that trend has just kind of continued. I don't know, I've always made friends with people who are a little, like, off. I like people whose facial expressions don't match up with what they're saying, because it's hard to read, and personally, I think that makes people more interesting. I don't want to be able to read you very well. That's kind of a dickish thing to say because of what it implies. Anyway, so I've got this friend, we'll call him N, and he comes to the party reluctantly. And so he's there, and we're drunk, and we've all been dancing. Not, like, grinding, but because this dude knows how to dance, we're, like, kind of salsa-ish dancing a little bit. And it's fun. And for some reason, I'm like, hey, man, let me see if I can kick you in the shoulder. And he's like, you can't do it. So I do it. Except for that I don't. I forgot that he's kind of a shorter guy. And I full-on kicked him in the face. I'm not talking about, like, heel of the foot to the nose. I'm talking about, like, from the side. Like, the side of my foot, like, whacked him in the side of his face. And A, I felt so bad. But B, this dude was so mad. Understandably, he was so mad. He was shaking. And it was just hilarious. Because I'm fairly sure that he had a crush on both, like, me and my boyfriend. We both agree that he had a crush on the other one. I think he wanted something to happen. But, like, that's one of those things, like, I'm not gonna do something like that with someone who's, like, a friend. At least I wouldn't at that time, and I still don't think I would have with this dude in general. So I think that's the only reason he reined it back. So that was kind of terrifying and funny, looking back on it now. So, I kicked someone in the face when I was drunk. You think I learned, but I still kick people. Anyway, what type of legacy do I want to leave behind? I guess, like, I want to be known as the kind of person who is kind, but also stands up for what they feel is right, and being frank. I'd like to say that I'm not passive aggressive. I'd like to say that I can tactfully say what I mean and what is on my mind. I have absolutely hardly any personal boundaries. Like, obviously I have physical personal boundaries, but I'll pretty much talk about anything. Big surprise, I'm on GWA. Yeah, so I want to be known as someone who was, like, open-minded, yet tactful and kind, but resolute. Is that what I mean? Basically, I don't want people to think that they can walk all over me. To a certain effect, I do wish that I can intimidate people, and I think that's just a side effect of almost being a legal midget. But all kind thoughts. I would love for my personal training to take off and to be able to help people with that, because, I mean, it's not just weight, it's not just looking good, it's, for a lot of people, it's their self-esteem, for a lot of people, it's, we have a problem with seeing ourselves as more than our bodies, and I think for me, the progress of losing weight and becoming stronger made me feel better about myself, it made me have pride in myself for the first time, so I'd like to help other people feel prideful about themselves and have positive experiences with their bodies. And also positive experiences with their bodies. Phrasing. Last question. How far into this are we? 18 minutes. Okay, let's see if I can wrap this up. What GWA artist would you like to grab a beer with in real life? You better like stouts. So there's the pressure, guys. You better like stouts. If you don't, that's fine. But I love stouts. And wine. And whiskey. So, let's see. Okay, Mako. Little Mako, I want to hang out with you. You just seem like the sweetest thing in the whole world. I just want to be friends with you. I feel like I could hang out with you on a bad day and it would be the best thing ever. I'd like to hang out with, let's see, I'd like to hang out with Avalon, because I want to talk about anime, and I need more anime suggestions, so Avalon, if you're listening, or if any anime nerds are listening, please send me your suggestions, any genre. Actually, I don't really like mecha, I take it back, sorry, I don't know. Neon Genesis Evangelion is a good one. I'll watch that one again. But I don't like mecha anime. I want to hang out with Monarch because I could give to him coffee what he could give to me in alcohol. Because I worked at a coffee shop for like 5 years and I enjoy my caffeine. That is for sure. Ooh, accents coming through. casual accent. Who else would I like to hang out with? Belle. I'd love to hang out with Belle, A, because I want her to teach me her sound effects. I just do not produce enough saliva to make those sounds. At least, I don't think I do. And also, Belle just gives me, maybe it's because her name is Belle, but she just gives me, like, a cool librarian vibe. I feel like we could talk about books. Is there anybody else? I'm sure there's other people. If I didn't mention you and we talk, I'm so sorry. Ernie's pretty boss. I haven't talked to Ernie in a while. But I feel like I'd like to make, like, song collabs with Ernie. Ernie, if you hear this, I didn't forget about my country song that I told you I would do. I just don't have the balls to post it yet. but I think that's pretty much it. I don't talk to a lot of y'all on here. I wish I talked to y'all more. If you listen to this and you dig my vibes and want to be BFFs for life, then go ahead and, like, shoot me a message or, like, comment on one of my audios or something. Yeah. Oh, I just said that out loud. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. I'm surprised this went on for as long as it did. Yeah. That's all I really got to say. I definitely enjoyed this a lot more than I thought I would, although the wine might have helped this. No, I'm kidding. Sparkle, thank you for making this questionnaire. And Penny, thank you for helping Sparkle make the questionnaire. If you want to hear my voice more, go through my Soundgasm, or just shoot me more questionnaire links, because I'll keep doing them. Bye!